I want to turn our focus slightly in a different direction. I want to talk a little bit about the program that is named in Danilo Struk's honor. I'm very proud of this program, and in particular, I want to emphasize that it's a modest program, and we have been working for 20 years to do small things like what we're doing today, small things like the writer series that we sponsor. We also have a scholars series. We've done a couple of other things than that. We've contributed to publications of all sorts. All of this is a way of commemorating my colleague, Danilo Struk, who had a number of aspects to him. He was, as probably many of you know, a rather remarkable man. And in the Ukrainian community, he's probably best remembered for his work on the Encyclopedia of Ukraine. But he was also a very, very avid student and scholar and reader of Ukrainian literature, particularly of Ukrainian poetry. And I want to turn our attention this evening now to another side and to remember Danilo. And in particular, I would like to call on Professor Yuri Derevich, who was a longtime friend of Danilo's, to say a few words in recollection of Danilo.
Я хочу вам розповісти дещо про Данила Струка, та як я його знав. Знаєте, ми були дуже близькі, приятелі. Ми були люди в деякому сенсі дуже подібні, бо ми були люди другої половини 20-го століття. Люди української діаспори, Північної Америки і Західної Європи. Ми приїхали малими дітьми, Данило до Америки, а я до Канади. Наші дороги вперше перехрестилися в Едмонтоні в ранніх 60-х роках минулого століття, де я працював над докторатом з фізики на університеті Альберти, а Данило над магістеркою з української літератури під керівництвом професора того ж університету, науковця і письменника Яра Славутича. Це були безжурні дні молодості, коли ми ще були безсмертними і переконані, що за словами Юрія Яновського ми станемо плече в плече і світ відчинимо, мов двері. Данило був особою багатогранних зацікавлень і прикладався всеціло до всього, що, за що брався. Як кажуть по-англійськи, he was not a man of half measures. Розповім про кілька таких епізодів, які схарактеризують його як особу в моєму розумінні. Згадаю перше його зацікавлення альпінізмом. Він писав вірші, написав дуже гарний один про альпінізм, який має такий зворот, як «Спокусо темних гір, не ти несеш мені покуту». То довший вірші. Ця стрічка з вірша Данила Струка написана з нагоди одного з таборів пластової молоді. Це було в Альберті. І мені, зокрема, лежить в пам'яті пластовий табір на одній високій полонині, званою Долиною Модрин, повище озер Moraine Lake і Lake Louise в скелистих горах Канади. Цей табір відбувався під знаменитим гаслом «Чи побороти ворога? Нікого, крім себе». Це такий альпійський, знається, гасло, яке позичене в англійського альпініста Джордж Герберт Лі Мелорі, що загинув в одній з перших спроб вийти на верх гори Еверест. Але мушу сказати, що Данило був досить завзятим альпіністом, і ми тоді вийшли на гору, яку ми називали Святиня, по-англійськи Mount Temple, найвищу гору в тій частині гір Західної Канади. Данило писав вірші українською мовою ще з часів студій в Гарвардському університеті в кінці 50-х і початкових 60-х роках. Він їх читав своїм друзям, багато з них були опубліковані, але не всі. То може варто б ще це зробити. Головним зацікавленням Данила була, очевидно, українська література і більш загальна українська культура. Він переїхав з Едмонтону до Торонто, де продовжував свої студії на Торонтонському університеті під керівництвом професора Юрія Луцького. Його докторська праця була про твори Василя Стефаника і мала таку мальовничу назву «Василь Стефаник – The Pain at the Heart of Existence». Здобувши докторат, він став професором української літератури і мови на тому ж університеті. Данило був знаменитим учителем і був шанований і люблений студентською братією, що учащала на його лекції. Сталося так, що я 1967 року дістав посаду професора фізики на університеті Йорк в Північнім Тороті. Таким чином наша дружба з Данилом, спільні розмови, безконечні суперечки про мову, літературу і таке інше, і різні дії продовжувалися. На університетах Америки і Канади є гарний звичай, що професори кожний сьомий рік не викладають курсів студентам, а можуть зайнятися науковою працею, де бажають. Таким чином, я з цього користав, моя дружина і я з нашими двома маленькими хлопчиками провели рік у Франції, головно в Парижі, 72-73 року від літа до літа. Мені дуже подобалася Франція, то ми знову прожили півроку в Парижі 1980 року. Я тоді переконав Данила, щоб він теж провів рік в Парижі, що він і зробив. До речі, Данило з дружиною Оксаною, тут присутньою, і дітьми, перебрали помешкання, яке ми винаймили на лівім березі ріки Сени, коло перехрещень вулиць Монпарнас і Сан-Мішель в Парижі. У висліді Данило став франкофілом. Йому теж дуже подобалася Франція з її знаменитим мистецтвом, прекрасною, модерною і давною архітектурою, гарними містами, містечками і селами, різноманітними, чарівними краєвидами, ну і дуже доброю кухнею і винами. Цей аспект був Данила, я думаю, дуже важним. Отож, Данило від літа 1980 до літа 1981 року працював в Парижі з професором Кубійовичем над виданням англомовної енциклопедії України. В осідку наукового товариства імені Шевченка в містечку Сарселі, що на північних периферіях Парижу. Повернувшись до Торонто, він став головним редактором тої п'ятитомової енциклопедії, яку закінчив редагувати до кількох років. Він все робив дуже енергійно і досконало, але теж в дуже приємний спосіб. Відтак Данило взявся за трудне завдання зберегти і розбудувати наукове товариство імені Шевченка в Західній Європі, та відновити його осідок в Сарселі. На жаль, його передчасна смерть на удар серця 1999 року перекреслила ці наміри. Мені тяжко погодитися з тим, що минає 20 років від дня смерті мого друга Данила, який не дожив до свого 60-ліття і до нового тисячоліття. Вічна йому пам'ять, дорогий мій друже.
Thank you for that recollection. I'll just add on a very personal note. I was in Paris at the same time, or for part of that time, and I remember a semi-comic incident. It didn't seem so comic at the time, but I think we were in your rented vehicle, and Danilo was in the car as well, and that is, you had picked me up somewhere, and we'd gone somewhere, and there was a minor traffic accident in Paris, which of course happens in Paris at least as often, if not more, than everywhere else. And it was such a character study of these, I was a graduate student at the time, and these two Ukrainian professors, one in literature, one in physics, but the debate that ensued before and after the gendarmerie arrived about what are we going to do, because we don't have insurance, we have Versicherung, right? Because the car had been rented in Germany with a German contract, and so this was a typical Ukrainian academic problem. Ukrainian academic problems come in a great variety of styles, but one of them that isn't particularly Ukrainian but is very academic is the money side of things. And none of what we do would be possible if it weren't for a very generous community and organizations that make that generosity come alive and flow into our activities. And so I'd like to ask, first of all, I'd like to thank the Canadian Foundation for Ukrainian Studies, which was the originator of the program. That is, they collected the money, which was then transferred to the University of Alberta and the Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies, but it was their work that started us moving, and in particular, I would like to thank Olya Kuklowska, who is now the director of that program, and call on her to say a few words, please.
Thank you for your kind words. I'm just going to take a few minutes just to update everyone about the fund. As Professor Tarnowski noted earlier, the annual Struk Memorial Lecture is made possible by funding received from the Danilo Husar Struk and Oksana Pisetska Struk Endowment Fund, a fund that most, if not almost maybe everyone present here this evening, has contributed to and helped build up over the last 20 years. So I would also like to begin by thanking you for your generous donations to the fund. Without your support, it simply would not be the force that it is today. And now just to give you an update on the fund, its status and the accomplishments. Again, to repeat, I guess, what Professor Tarnowski had said, it was the Canadian Foundation for Ukrainian Studies that set up the fund in 1999, shortly after Danilo passed away. This memorial fund was meant to honor Danilo by supporting his chosen field of Ukrainian literature studies. Through your generous donations and supplemented by significant financial contributions by Mrs. Oksana Struk, the memorial fund reached a value of $100,000 by 2009. At that time, the foundation was invited by the University of Alberta to apply for a matching funds program that potentially could double the value of the Struk Fund. But to be even considered for this program, the foundation would have to transfer the fund to the University of Alberta. In other words, it had to be an internal application. And after weighing the pros and cons, it was decided that we would actually try out for this. So an agreement was drawn up with the University of Alberta stipulating that the fund was to support the Danilo Husarstruk program in Ukrainian literature that is offered by the Canadian Institute of Ukrainian Studies at both the University of Alberta and the University of Toronto offices. And this purpose would hold regardless of whether the matching funds came through or not. In the event that the Struk program in Ukrainian literature, I hate to almost say this, ceased to exist, the university would have to consult with the foundation regarding how to redirect the monies of the fund. So there's a sort of a solid, I guess, guarantee or protection for the funds. Unfortunately, the university's matching funds program ran into fiscal problems, and we were disappointed to learn last year that it had been terminated before our fund could even be considered. However, on the positive side, the fund's capital has done exceptionally well within the University of Alberta's portfolio of funds. As of March 31st, 2018, and this is the last statements that we have, and that's 9 years after it was transferred to the University of Alberta, the market value of the fund has grown from $100,000 to $163,000 and $163,250. And this is after issuing grants each year to support the various activities undertaken by the Struk Literature Program. So what are the activities that have been supported by the fund in the last 10 years? I know Professor Tarnowski has alluded to some, but I thought I would just like to mention again, because actually a lot really has taken place in the last 10 years, and it's really through the support of the Struk fund that this has been made possible. So as already mentioned, the fund has been supporting the annual Struk Memorial Lecture since 2009. It has also been supporting the Struk Program Writers Series. These are visits by Ukrainian writers to Canada for appearances at Canadian universities and at Ukrainian community events. And there have been 8 such visits since 2012. The 3 most recent sponsored visits were by such prominent writers as Yuri Andruhovich, Andrei Lyubka, and Natalka Bilotsarkivets. Without the fund's support, these visits would not have been possible. The Struk Fund has also supported the Struk Program Scholars Series. These are presentations by scholars on various topics in Ukrainian literature and culture. In particular, the series offers authors of newly published books in the field to present their publications and their ideas. The three scholars have been supported to date: Andriy Danilenko from Pace University in New York, Natalia Hananko-Frisian from St. Thomas More College at the University of Saskatchewan, and Maria Revakovich, currently at the University of Washington. In addition, monies from the fund are being used to support the publication of 2 collections of literary essays. One is of Danilo Struk's essays, and the other of Bogdan Rubchak's essays. Bogdan Rubchak was a noted poet, literary scholar, and also a close friend of Danilo's. He passed away last fall. As you can see, the fund is being put to very good use. None of these activities would have been possible without the financial support of the Struk Fund. As well, I should add, underline, as well as the dedicated stewardship of Professor Tarnowski, who is the main driver behind the Struk Literary Program. So really, without these two, we would not have what is taking place. While the fund resides at the University of Alberta, the foundation continues to monitor its activity, providing that additional oversight to make sure that the fund's purposes are respected. The oversight role is built into our agreement with the university. We are also ever watchful for opportunities to increase the value of the fund, and so we are particularly grateful that many of you agreed to respond to our most recent invitation to donate to the fund as a way of remembering Danilo on the 20th anniversary of his death. If anyone would like to consider making a donation to the fund, we've left some donation cards right there on the table. In closing, I would like again to extend thanks to all of you who have already supported this fund in one way or another. Your generosity and your trust and confidence is much appreciated. Thank you. And at this point, I would like to call on Pani Oksana Struk. She has a few words that she would like to say.
Dear friends, everybody in attendance, we've talked about my husband, who has been remembered by most of us for 20 years. But now I would like to zero in on his very good friend, Maxim Tarnowski. As Olya has said, without him, I probably don't think we would be here celebrating the 20th lecture. So, Maxim, big, big thanks from me, from my family, from everybody who knew Danilo, who liked what he did. So, there's two things. We can either clap for Maxim Tarnowski to express our... or we could all stand up and in the Ukrainian way, zashpivate im lumnoha elita. Hayalita, mnohayalita, 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 mnohaya, mnohayalita. Дякую дуже. Thank you.
Thank you. That brings our official events to an end. But we all know that Danilo, what he really, really, really liked in life wasn't scholarship, wasn't encyclopedias, it was food and drink. So I invite you to join the reception that is about to break open in back of the room, and Olya will lead us in a toast to Danilo. Thank you very much.